Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Somehow, God is in me, and there's a sense in which I am like God and man all at once.
Many religions claim that we will all eventually be gods. The Bible says something so much better. It says, no, God will continue to be God. Man will continue to be man, but God will come upon man.
No way!
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And away we go!
It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here! Ooh, this is Wretched Radio. Hey, yay for me. My wooer is back. Ooh, I can at least kind of, sort of, no you can't, Friel. This is Wretched Radio. What's on your mind? Text it. You know, just like we do with everything else. I've actually gotten to the point where my phone rings and I'm almost like, why are you calling? We don't call. That's just not what it's like I'm being assaulted or offended because somebody actually uses the device for what it was originally intended. You can use your device to text whatever is on your mind, 877-282-2337.
All right, you know we're going to start with a correction.
That's fine by me, Jimmy. You need these corrections.
I do. Actually, I think this is a hit on me too because I didn't notice it. This is from Mark, Terry, and about three other people. On Monday's episode, in the introduction, Todd said he visited Daytona Beach, California. Last time I checked, that was in Florida.
Well, see, this is why I'm the talk show host.
That's what he said. Because
people just... they don't know the things that I do. See, originally, you don't know this, but I do. I'm just telling you, there's a town somewhere in California. It was originally titled Daytona Beach, California. And that's where I wasn't when I went. Okay, fine. I get the two confused because, you know, politically, they're so the same. Did you watch the debate between Governor DeSantis and Newsom? That's been about a year. Well, it was before the election. And it was held right here in Alpharetta, Georgia. Nobody would disclose the location. It was kind of secretive. I watched that debate. I'm telling you, and I don't use this phrase often. Okay, so I won't use the phrase, but let's just see if we both arrive at the same conclusion. When somebody has an exceptional skill. I mean, they are superlative at something nefarious, specifically lying. Who is that good at lying? I don't think humans can be that good at deception, where they just are able to say the exact opposite of reality. You're listening to The Dennis Prager Show. Well, this is Wretched. No, this is the Dennis Prager Show. It's just that bald-faced. It's just that and done smoothly, like you're the knucklehead. That's what I saw on display, and it wasn't from Governor DeSantis. And I thought, wow, how can somebody be that good at deception? John 8? Anybody? Sorry about the goof up on Daytona. Didn't mean to offend anybody in Daytona Beach.
Well, I missed it too.
I almost said it again. Daytona Beach, Florida. Wow. I guess I need to visit more often to get that straightened out. 877-282-2337 with questions, comments, conundrums, snarks. There's no need furthermore to send corrections.
And I'm not going to tear you down without building you back up, Todd. This is from Ricky. I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am for the teaching on Play the Man.
Oh, good.
I have listened to the entire teaching and will be listening to it again. It is by far the best teaching I have come across regarding lust.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is helping me so much.
You know, sin is an interesting subject that I think we would do well to just rethink through. Because, okay, let's just say you're a pastor and you're talking about sin. most likely your inclination is very similar to mine, and I'm sorry for that. You think of it in negative terms. And of course, sin is negative. Oh, I don't have that with me. I think the last 2 weeks at Alpha at a Bible church, I shared a list of all of the descriptors of the Bible regarding sin. You know, that it deceives, it holds captive. It's just on, and it corrupts, it distorts, it deforms, all of the, it just bang, bang, bang. So it's really, 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 really bad. And we are right to talk about the deforming nature of sin. But simultaneously, to battle that sin, while I don't think that we should entirely throw out the concept that, hey, sin is bad and it grieves our God, obviously, because it does. But I think there's a positive to it that I don't hear expressed very often. Not sinning is so good for you. Not sinning is good for you. There's an upside to not sinning. Because if all we do is talk about the negative, then it's like, I'm going to just suppress this desire and I'm not going to act the way that I want to. So I'm not going to sin because that's a terrible thing to do. Okay, that is right. But there's more. When God tells us how to live, it is the best way. When he tells us how not to live, it is because that is not the best way. There is a better way. He wants good things for you. He wants bigger things, eternal things, transcendent things. He wants things that allow you to go, it's well with my soul. To do the things that distinguish you from other people, that cause others to look on you and go, you know what? That dude right there, that's a reliable fellow. I can go to him in my time of trouble. I can give an assignment to that gal because she just gets it done. He wants those things for us. So let's look at sin, I think, in both lights. Not one, not the other, but both lights. It's very, very bad. Not committing it is very, very good. I'm glad Play the Man was helpful for you. That's really what it talks about that, but it also talks about the expulsive power of the new affection to have something greater to strive for than merely not sinning. It is the power that you need in order to exercise self-control. It's available for free. You can find it at fortisplus.org. Don't be deceived by the plus. Everything there is free. Everything. But Jimmy, I don't know if we mentioned this. Man, that warehouse got cleared out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Death Valley in there.
Yep.
And hey, just if I could, been receiving some emails from people saying, well, what about the booklets? Like, Don't Stub Your Toe, Are You a Rotten Fish, etc. What are we going to do about those? Because people use those on the regs. And they're wondering, hey, can I get those anymore? And the answer is, you're wrong. Because we are going to do what we did with Play the Man. We're going to put it on a card with a QR code. It'll have a website address too. So that somebody can go and they can read it, they can hear it, and they can see it also. And we're going to give those cards away. So it's a good deal, is what I'm saying. You're going to, with that deal, when we give away all those cards, because I suspect we'll be giving away hundreds of thousands, if not millions of those cards, you pay for postage to get them to your house. But we'll print up the cards. We'll provide them for free for you. Because remember, everything at Fortis is now free. You can watch Play the Man also on the YouTube machine. I encourage you, share it with any dude. Well, I don't know any men who view pornography. Do you know any men? That's a real good chance. You can find Play the Man at YouTube or at fortisplus.org.
All right, this is from Denisha. Todd, you've mentioned on the show before that you did not baby talk your kids or read them kids' Bible stories. Did you notice any benefits to that?
Yeah, I think so. I think every kid matures at a different level. But we had less whining and crying than I think average. I think that they also grew up a little bit fast. And now this isn't like super fertilizer that just, whoa, that would, but furthermore, it's also good for us. It is a reminder we're not raising children. We're raising adults. We want to rush them to adulthood. Who wrote this rule in 21st century culture? You know, you just got to let them be kids for as long as possible. Says who? I mean, 10 years isn't enough. 8 years. This is a society that is no longer agrarian. That's a fact. Because let me tell you something. You got a kid who can walk. He can pick up eggs. Maybe he can milk the cow. You're going to be doing something. Look, I get the sentiment. It's nice to see kids play. Not that we actually see kids play outside anymore. The point is, I understand, but we want to get them into maturity. We want to get them into adulthood. And for my money, not the boo boo doo boo doo boo 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 boo. And my maybe part of it too is that's just not really our nature. Is it Jimmy Wimmy doo boo 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 boo?
Not me.
This is Wretched Radio.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples open their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Every night at 8 o'clock, the battle begins. Who gets the remote? What are we watching? How many cooking shows is too many cooking shows? Well, I've got news that'll bring peace to your living room. Fortis Plus just landed on your TV. Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, even that smart TV you bought last year, and you still can't program. No subscription, no credit card. Download Fortis Plus on your TV right now. Finally, something the whole family can agree on. You know what's crazy? You've got more computing power in your pocket right now than NASA used to send people to the moon. But most of us, well, we're using it to watch cat videos or argue with strangers online. But what if I told you there's a better way? The Fortis Plus app. I'm talking hundreds of hours of biblical content that'll actually make you smarter and more equipped for the battles you're facing every day. Look, you're going to scroll through something today anyway. Why not make it something that actually strengthens your faith? Download the Fortis Plus app right now, wherever it is you download your apps from. Fortis Plus at FortisPlus.org. So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. We thanked them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel. You can listen to your heart's content at FortisPlus.org. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. At Fortis Institute, we've assembled an incredible team of biblical voices who are equipping believers every day. And the beautiful part, when you join us and link arms with us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, your faithful giving doesn't just sit there. It multiplies into campus evangelism and biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Well, join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means a wrath-removing sacrifice. Jesus bore God's wrath on our behalf, and in return, we receive his righteous standing before God the Father. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
All right, fine. I confess that was kind of a lie. For real, it's either a lie or it's not. There's no kind of lie. In this instance, this is Wretched Radio. Mentioned that I drink 3 cups of coffee today. And that is true in that I only put coffee into a cup 3 times. The size of the cup, I failed to disclose. Yeah. I think it's a little bigger than like a measuring cup. It's kind of a vat. I drink out of a dumpster with a handle is what I'm telling you first thing in the morning.
So an entire pot.
I have forgotten how much I enjoy coffee. I don't need it throughout the day as a rule. But in the morning, to be able to stumble downstairs, hit the brewer, and just talk about a convenience. King David didn't live this life. If King David had said, hey, servants, I need a cup of coffee. First of all, they'd say, what's a cup and what's coffee? Then they would go, how am I supposed to do this? And whatever their brewing process would be, it wouldn't be nearly as good as what we currently have, nor would it be as efficient and fast. Push the button, bang, you get yourself a cup of coffee. What a time we live in. I'm telling you, we live better than every single king in antiquity. And coffee is another reminder of that because I get it first thing in the morning. I get to put the right amount of things inside of it that I need. Then I throw it in the microwave to make it even hotter than it already is because I've become my grandpa. My grandpa. When we would go out, every time it's like, here it comes, the waitress would ask, we should walk by with a pot. I'm thinking of Perkins, the pancake restaurant. That was kind of their go-to when they would take the grandkids. We'd go to Perkins and it was that gold pot. It was sort of insulated, but you know, it wasn't sealed quite the way that our stuff is today. And the waitress would walk by and it would happen every single time. Sir, would you like some more coffee? Is it hot coffee? I need hot coffee. And then if she poured it in and it actually was hot, which it rarely was, he'd bang his fist on the table and go, coffee. I become my grandfather and it's going to happen to you too. 877-282-2337.
My grandfather, every time, inevitably, if we went out for breakfast somewhere, he would always order eggs, plate of eggs, scrambled. And before he ordered them scrambled, he would say, I want eggs. And the waitress almost every time, how do you like them? Listen, lady, I really like them. Every time.
That's just... And he did it. Yeah. How many times?
Every time. All right.
If you're younger, you will become your parents and your grandparents. Here's an encouragement to you if you are younger. Become like them now. Let them be your role models for life. As many times as you think you've been around the block, I assure you they've been around it far more times. They have lived more adult years than you've lived the entirety of your life. Look to them. Model them. No, I'm not saying you have to go, it's coffee, but look at them to learn so that you can be like Caroline.
That's
asking,
right.
How is it time for me to advance out of childhood? 877, that's awesome. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, is the idea of a narcissistic personality biblical? I'm not too much of a fan on labels, but I've heard people labeled as narcissist, and I think I have a few in my life that might fit that description. But it seems to me like labeling is giving up on them as hard-hearted and unreachable.
It makes it a therapeutic issue, a mental health issue, because the DSM-5, pretty certain, has narcissistic personality disorder. Who is it that gets to determine when somebody is what we will call narcissistic? Define it. Because here's what I know about us. Our first propensity is us. You're in danger. Your inclination is to take care of you. And by the way, there's not necessarily something wrong with that. You want to clothe yourself and feed yourself, take care of yourself. That's not narcissism. That's just being a human. Now, narcissism, as it's defined today, though, is anybody who exhibits any sort of pattern of putting self first regularly. Now, Jimmy, Would you just use your AI machine and ask it for the DSM-5 definition of narcissistic personality disorder?
Okay.
Here's what's come from that. Not only does the individual who wrote in rightly point out, it labels somebody, oh, it's like a chemical thing. Oh, you can't help but being a narcissist. Well, that's not hopeful at all, nor is it biblical. Can somebody be sinning when they look inwardly? Yes. Can someone be sinning when it seems that they really don't think a lot about others? Yes. But I use Bible language. That would be called selfish. And then I would simply avoid the medicinal language, the therapeutic psychologized language that we use today. Because today's definition is pretty much everybody is a narcissist. And if you don't think that's true, go to YouTube and just search for narcissist. I'm pretty sure we talked about this trend a number of months ago. Everybody's a narcissist. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy, did you buy that shirt that you're wearing?
I believe so.
Narcissist. That's what it's come down to. So we just want to stay away from that and use biblical language like sin. Okay. Hey, you're being selfish. You're being, you know, you're not putting, Jesus commands us to put others before you. You're not doing that. It doesn't mean you never take care of yourself. It means that we want to be like our Savior, who didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom. That's our model. So we want to be using biblical language. Because otherwise, I'm telling you, we're all narcissists. You got the AI definition?
A pervasive pattern of grandiosity in fantasy or behavior, a need for admiration, or is that right? Admiration and a lack of empathy beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts.
Yeah, that is so vague. A pervasive. What are we talking about? 2 thoughts a week, 7 thoughts a day. Who gets to make this decision? It is, furthermore, not only does it label people with psychologized lingo, making it sound like they're helpless and hopeless. Furthermore, it's so undiagnosable. Who sets the rules for these things and makes that what is pervasive? And it misses the mark. If somebody that the world would call narcissistic, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they are too inward focused, that they, you know, it's like you tell a story and they can't wait to jump in and tell their story. Oh, okay. Well, that's called sanctification and maturation and learning how to put others before self. In other words, when you hear a word, whether it's narcissism, these days, when you hear PTSD, I reject the label PTSD. I do not reject that people experience something from traumatic events, but I do not believe that psychologized term is accurate or helpful. And especially with PTSD, oh, you've got that. So you went to serve your nation. You saw something horrific. You've got a moral wound. You feel bad for longer than 2 weeks, or you still have nightmares from it. You've got a mental illness. Oh, man. To me, that's just downright mean. Reject psychologized language. Exchange it for biblical. You will find it is not only more accurate, it is way more helpful. 877-282-2337. And don't forget, you can send stuff via the email. You know, that antiquated form of message delivery. idea@wretched.org.
This is a text from John. Todd, I believe that the office of elder and pastor should be held by a man. But what are your thoughts on a female officiating a wedding? Are there clear examples in the Bible?
Well, we don't have any wedding officiating going on. It was probably very similar, at least in Jewish context and probably early church, to the covenants that we see cut in the Old Testament, specifically where the details are pretty replete, the covenant between David and Jonathan. And really, so you see it a little bit with God's cutting of the covenant with Abraham, but I think in more detail with David and Jonathan's covenant. And so we don't see any more than that. So I can't point to you and say, oh, it was only men who officiated weddings, but I'm pretty certain it was. Because that was not just the culture, but that was just leadership in spiritual matters. it's not just a New Testament proclamation. It's Old Testament too. God making the decision for us, who's going to play what role, determined that the man is to be the spiritual leader, home and at church. Now, the question is, what is that wedding ceremony? I think that I might be willing to say this, and please let me take it back if you bombard me with texts and emails. If a woman, she's a judge, she officiates a non-religious marriage, which I believe God will actually look at and affirm, could she do that? I think so. Leading a religious Christian ceremony, I would say no. That's reserved for men, because we're the patriarchs, or something like that on a YouTube video I saw. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.